It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA from in Dallas, from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Hello, I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number, it's 800-933-5372. Email address for your questions and or answers, musings, joys and sorrows, anything at kera.org, or tweet me. I'm on the Twitter. At Jeff Whittington is my handle. It is Friday, the 7th of August, and we are fully in the throes of summer here, as all of you know. But from the air-conditioned confines of the KERA Talk Show studio, we'll be taking your questions and answers live this hour. Hope you're staying cool out there. Starting off today, Jennifer emails and says, I have a 2004 Lincoln LS that runs great, but the check engine light continuously comes on. The error code is always the same, quote, fuel rail pressure high. Jennifer says, so far I've had the sensor valve changed twice and a new fuel pump installed. That was over a year ago, and the light went off for a while, but now it has come back on with the same code. For now, I'm ignoring the light, she says, since the car seems to be working fine, but I'm wondering for how long. Has anyone else had this problem? And if so, was it ever resolved? The car is a 2004 Lincoln LS. Anybody, does that ring a bell for anybody? Call us 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Got this last week from Terry, who says, I have a set of pearl-handled forks that are obviously vintage or antique. They have no emotional tie to my family, and I want to sell them. I've tried to look online to figure out the price I should charge, but I've had no luck. What would your listeners suggest I do to find a fair price for these? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. From Margaret North Richland Hills, Margaret says, Dear Jeff, love the show. Thank you very much, Margaret. She says, I have a metal skeleton, in quotes, from a trampoline, including the parts that held the safety net, but I'm tired of them in the backyard. Is there any good alternative to just putting them out with the trash? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's start today with Skip in Dallas. Hello, Skip.
Hello. This is a question about trying to locate a vehicle.
Okay.
The Chrysler Dodge cargo vans are excellent vans, mm-hmm. but you can't find them anywhere. I don't even know if they keep making, if they're still making them anymore. They went over to the Sprint, the real tall thing that they've been making for Mercedes-Benz
right.
in Europe for a long time. Now they make them here, too. But I don't want one of those. I want the Chrysler Dodge Ram 1500 cargo van, a V6 if possible, somewhere between a 2002 and a 2010.
Well, Skip, you
something
know,
that could pay out.
Right. They have been making a Sprinter for a while, but they've just,
yeah.
they rolled out last year the, and, you know, for some reason I know this, the Dodge ProMaster, which is a new full-size cargo van that has gotten some pretty good reviews. You might check out that. The Dodge ProMaster, but if you're looking for
how do you spell that?
It's the ProMaster, P-R-O.
Oh yeah, Master. I've seen those.
Yeah.
Those are a little smaller.
Yeah. Okay.
But the people, they don't take care of these things, but they just keep running and running and running.
Right. Okay.
And it's hard to find one in decent condition that's not got dents in it, and the tires are bad, but they just run them to death, and they just replace whatever they need, and they keep them for years. I can't find them anywhere except on maybe an auction, but I don't have the money to buy one cash on auction.
Well, we'll see if we get some leads for you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay. Also, about the woman, I'll make it quick. The woman with the problem with the Lincoln, I believe it was.
Yeah.
It could be a dirty air filter. It could be a MAFF airflow sensor. Or a lot of times it's a fore or aft oxygen sensor on her catalytic converter. There's one before the catalytic converter and one after. And it will make a light come off.
Very good. Skip, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. David in Fort Worth emailed anything at kera.org and writes, I've had a plumbing issue in my home I'm hoping someone knows the answer to. He says, when I turn on the cold water, the water starts out cool and then gradually gets warm. when I turn on the hot water, the water starts cold and then gradually changes into hot. This happens throughout my house. I've even hired a plumber to see what's causing this, but he did not know. I've owned the house for almost a year, David writes, and it's never done this before. It's been happening for a few weeks. Does anyone know how to fix the issue? Well, I'm just reading this, David. I'm thinking, I've noticed that the quote, cold water is rather warm right now, but it does start a little cooler, and I think that's because that's the water that's in the walls of your house, which is air-conditioned. And once you get that water all through the faucet, and then you're feeling the water that's coming in through your water line and the water main out under the street that's been sitting out in, you know, triple-digit temperatures, and the streets are even hotter, in the 120s or so on that asphalt or concrete, that water is pretty warm because the water in the city water mains is pretty warm right now. So I think that might be the case there, that it might not be an issue with your plumbing, but we'll see if somebody has another idea. And we got an email from Bree in Carrollton wondering, is there anyone who will take 2014 and 2015 magazines in good condition? Well, a couple of leads on this that we've had before, Bree. Number one, you might want to check with your local school because the art teachers could use those for school supplies. So you might call, elementary school or junior high or even the high school that's in your neighborhood and see if they can connect you with the art teacher because they're always looking for materials. The other thing is we've heard on the show before is that Half Price Books takes magazines in good condition. And, you'll get some remuneration for them. Up next, 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Tony calling from Dallas. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Listen to it anytime I possibly can. There is a show on TV called Fixer Upper where they mm-hmm. take the worst house in the best neighborhood and they renovate it and restore it rather than scraping it off the lot and putting a new house on. And I'm looking for that kind of builder. And I've met with several builders, but they all want to just scrape it off the lot and just put in their new house. And I'm wondering if there's any builders in the Dallas area. The fixer-upper people only operate out of Waco. And I'm wondering if there's a counterpart in Dallas where a builder will take the original house, but keep the foundation and the frame and restore it and renovate it. I've just been having trouble finding a builder that's willing to do that, and I understand why. It's a hassle, but I'm just wondering if there's somebody in Dallas that would be willing to do that.
And they're able to do it in like half an hour or an hour, right, on television. It just happens just like that. Wouldn't that be nice?
No, we're talking about 4 or 5, 6 months.
Sure. No, I know. It'd be great, if the cops can catch the bad guy in an hour, yeah. And they can renovate a house in an hour on television. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. It's kind of, again, it's a radio show, and we don't really have any way of vetting the suggestions we get, but we'll see if we get some leads.
Should I stay on the line and leave you my information?
It's really, well, it's, if you email us at anything at KERA.org and we get any emails, we might be able to send it. It's really tough for us to coordinate all that after the show. We try to do this live for an hour and then go back to our regular jobs, but we'll see what we can do for you on the show.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye. 800-933-5372
is where we find Stuart in Denton. Hello, Stuart.
How are you today?
Hey, doing well.
I'm well. Good. I have a question. I have a hammered copper hood for mm-hmm. my kitchen range mm-hmm. that was made incorrectly, and I don't have access to this craftsperson who manufactured it. But I can't fit the ventilation unit that's supposed to go inside into it without cutting it some, and then it's going to have to be welded back together. So I'm trying to find someone who's a skilled welder, particularly in metals such as copper, so almost like an artisan welder or something like that. So just hoping somebody in the area might know of an artist or a particularly talented welder who might be able to help me with this.
Okay, well, we'll see if somebody has an idea for it. Did the person who made it for you just disappear, or?
Well, it was made for me down in Mexico.
Okay.
I can't get it back down to that person.
Gotcha. No, totally understand. Okay, well, we'll see if we have a lead for you.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Vanessa in Plano says, hey, about those magazines, the Plano Public Library System will take them. They are then offered for sale in the lobby. She says, I think they're sold for 25 cents a piece. I bought many from them in the 20 years I've lived in Plano. So there is a suggestion there, and it benefits the library. Let's see. Adam says via email, for the listener who called about the home renovation, any general contractor should be able to renovate a house for you. Look for contractors on sites such as Angie's List, etc. Let's see. We had an email from Ali who says the cold water faucets in my master bedroom, bathroom, have a foul odor each time I turn them on. This does not happen in any other bathroom in the house. Does anyone know what may be causing this? Our house is a new house built last year in Carrollton. Anybody know why just those faucets would have a weird odor? 800-933-5372. This is from David in Garland, who says, how can I activate or unlock my FM radio chip that comes with most smartphones these days? Is this something I can do for just my own phone through my cell service provider, like calling them up and asking them to activate it? Or is it something that the service providers have to do on a broad scale for all phones in their service at the same time? And part two of this question is, why do the service providers do this in the first place? So how do I unlock or activate my FM radio chip in my smartphone? Didn't know there was such a thing. And then why is it so difficult, I guess? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Heather tweeted me and says, for the gentleman called about the Heather says Chevy cargo van. He's actually looking for a Dodge cargo van. But Heather suggests Century Trucks and Vans. Century Trucks and Vans as a potential lead for something like that. And then we got one more email here before we go back to the phones or before we take a break here. This is from Frank, who says, my company has a collection of books and CDs that are all about resume writing, job interviewing, motivation, improving your life. We no longer have the space to store them, and I'm looking for an organization that would like the collection. The books and CDs would be a great resource for an organization that works with people to help them find jobs and improve their lives. Does anyone have any idea of who I might contact? You might, Frank, you might contact the Volunteer Center and just see the Volunteer Center. I think it's the Volunteer Center of Greater Dallas, and just see if, or maybe Tarrant County, and see if they have any organizations that help with resume writing or with getting back on track. And then I know that organizations like the Bridge, Homeless Shelter in downtown Dallas, and there's an organization called Back on My Feet, which works with people experiencing homelessness through running to help get them, you know, to help turn their lives around and ultimately ends with looking for work. So you might contact the Bridge or Back on My Feet as well and see if they have a need for those items or know somebody who might. Well, it's anything you ever wanted to know. You can call us with your own suggestions for Frank's question at 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and answers at anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. But stay with us. More of your questions and answers coming up. From KERA, it's anything you ever wanted to know. I'm Jeff Whittington. You can call us with your questions and answers at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Bubba calling from Pleasant Grove. Hello, Bubba.
Hello.
Hey there.
Can you hear me?
I sure can. You might want to turn your radio down.
Oh, yes. Excuse me.
Yeah, you bet.
Let's see. My question is this. Mm-hmm. General Washington, during the Revolutionary War, there were three Polish generals that fought with Washington. One of them is Kosciuszko, the other is Pulaski, and I cannot find the name of the third one. Does anybody know who the third general is? Was.
I think you've probably called the right place. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks
very
for calling.
Much.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Terry in Plano. Hello, Terry.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
I have a question about North Texas birds.
Okay.
So I've lived here about 31 years when I first moved here. I noticed there are a lot of meadowlarks around, and I don't see them anymore. And then secondly is there has been an influx of two different varieties of dove. One is the white-winged dove from South Texas and the ring-neck dove, which is also, I don't believe, native to North Texas. But I was wondering if anybody knows, you know, why the shift in these varieties of birds and maybe some other birds, if there's any kind of answer for that.
Well, I think I will venture a guess on the meadowlark issue. It's just that there aren't as many actual, you know, meadows left. And there's not a whole lot of open space left because development is really... you know, in the last 30 years, this North Texas area has really grown a lot, and there's been a lot of development. And, you know, birds like the scissor-tail flycatcher, you can see them when you go out in wide open spaces. But I remember as a kid here 30 years ago, you'd see them in your neighborhood because you'd have your neighborhood, and then there'd be a farmer's field, and then there'd be another neighborhood, and they had a habitat that they could operate in. So that's one guess. I don't know about the dove, but you're right. There are so many dove in and around the city now. It's a really good question, and we'll see if we get answers for you.
Yeah, particularly I'd like to know about the influx of white wing, which are usually just native to South Texas. As a matter of fact, they didn't used to have a hunting zone for white wing in North Texas because they weren't even up here.
Well, so, we've seen this on a lot of things that we talk to people about here, you know, populations, if they can, populations of native species are starting to drift north a little bit because of gradual change in, you know, climate. So that might be an answer on that. We'll see if somebody will call with answers to your questions.
Great, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Better answers than mine. You bet. Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Karen and Coppell emailed us several years ago. My husband and I recorded a group of friends singing tunes from the 70s around a campfire in northern Michigan. We made this recording on a cassette tape, and we'd like to get this recording turned into CDs so that we can surprise our friends with their own copies of the music. We're wondering if there's a place in Dallas that will do this for us, take a cassette recording and turn it into a CD recording. We had this question last week, too, about some cherished mixtapes, turning those into digital files. So we'll see if we get an answer on that. Let's see. Jay says, with all the robberies around White Rock Lake recently, where's the best place to park when running at the lake to avoid a break-in or your car being burglarized while you're on the trail? Didn't realize that that was necessarily happening, although I think I saw a news story about that somewhere this morning. This is from Tim and Richardson, who writes, I'm looking to learn about East Texas, specifically the area around Athens, Tyler, and Palestine. I'd love some book recommendations. My first preference is historical fiction, then nonfiction, and then fiction, but all recommendations are welcome. Anybody got any East Texas book suggestions for Tim? And one more before we go back to the phones. This is from Joey, who says, I'm about to buy a house that was built in 1977. Should I be worried about the lead paint? Can I test it myself, or does a company have to test it? 800-933-5372. Let's go next on the phone to Daniel in Fort Worth. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
I had a question about somebody wanting to know about the renovation of a house.
Yeah.
Instead of scraping it, that's what we do.
Okay.
We're a company based here in Fort Worth. I'm sorry, I didn't know if I was on the air or not.
You are on the air.
Okay. Our company is called HGC, and we're based in Fort Worth. We've been in business for 20 years, and we do our own design, our own build. We actually do infill in older neighborhoods, but we specialize in taking houses that exist and making them look like they've always looked that way.
All right. Well, hey, Daniel, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. And let's talk next to Day calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Day.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing great.
Great. Hi. I'm a high school teacher, and we're all excited about going back to school. And my question is kind of random.
Okay.
I just want to ask all the listeners if they would please adopt a student in their community that might need some extra help with school supplies, because a lot of kids are needing them this year. And so if they could help with that, it would be appreciated by the teachers.
What's the best way to do that?
If they don't know anybody, they can contact a local school. I know that Fort Worth ISD, where I work, has, they give out supplies till they run out. But basically contacting a local school and just saying, can I help?
Great. Day, thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Got a couple of tweets here. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Leticia says, for the listener with the hammered brass, she says hammered brass. I think it was a hammered copper vent hood. Leticia says, contact the folks at the Grapevine Foundry. They're at grapevinefoundry.com. And let's see, Jam tweeted me and says, for the books on resume writing and job seeking, Jam recommends Allie's House, which helps teen moms get back on their feet. They're at allieshouse.org. Thanks for those. We got an email from Leonard in Arlington, who writes about the heat index. Leonard says, I just don't understand. With the heat in the three-digit range, we hear things such as the temperature is 103, but it feels like 106. Leonard says, please tell me, how in the world can anyone tell the difference between 103 degrees and 106 degrees? He says, how is it possible? The human body, Leonard writes, has a hard enough time distinguishing between 90 degrees and 100 degrees. How is a 3-degree heat index difference detectable? We'll see if you all have answers. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We got an email from EJ who says, used magazines and books can be donated to the VA hospital. Books especially go quickly. That's a great suggestion. Connie says, for your listener with the pearl-handled silverware, check out Etsy.com and type in pearl-handled silverware in the search box to see what others are asking for similar items. Antique malls are also a good place to go to see what others charge for these kinds of items. Let's see. Roger says, the house fixer-uppers definitely exist in Dallas, but it's generally problematic, more problematic than new construction. Roger says, make sure whoever you find has insurance, pulls a permit, and looks like they know what they're doing. As an architect, I hear lots of horror stories about bad contractor problems. And, you know, I'll add to Roger, talk to people they've worked with before, because references are important. You can maybe even, you know, if they did a great job on somebody's house, that person should be able to let you take a look at it, maybe even. And we also got an email here from Suzanne about the magazines. On the topic of donating old magazines, Suzanne says, when I was working with women in recovery at the Phoenix House Drug Treatment Center a few years ago in Wilmer, Texas, they were very happy to accept magazine donations because the people there were so eager to read anything fun and easy like popular magazines, and they'd also use them for craft projects. I'm guessing other similar programs or institutions would welcome the donations for similar reasons. Thanks, Suzanne. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go next on the phones to Robert in Waxahachie. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Yes, I might have an answer for the woman that has the drain problem. The plumbing problem where she has a spill.
Yeah.
This might be coming from her drain. When the water hits a trap, she might have a bacteria or something in the drain. If not, that would be her easiest fix. But if it's actually coming from the faucet itself, she might have a bubble somewhere in the line that's trapping air, and she might have something in the line. And I would suggest right when she first turns on the faucet after it's set for a while, if she can get somebody to check her parts per million coming out, and that might lead her to a better answer. It's kind of speculation on my part, but
okay.
That's what I would do.
Okay.
Okay, I also have an answer for the guy with the white-winged doves while they're moving north. Well, our zone changed, and this is speculation too, but the zone has changed a few years ago on our growing zone from, I think, a 7B to an 8A, which means your a lot of your trees are going to be different, stuff like that that you plant, especially peach trees and fruit trees like that that are zoned for a certain climate.
Okay.
My question is, I have found a book that's the first 15 pages or so are missing. The cover's missing. I don't know the name of the book or anything, but it's close on figures come around 1860. They talk about putting eggshell in their coffee or in their coffee grounds while they're making coffee. And I was wondering, what purpose does this serve?
How old did you say the book was?
I'm thinking close on together around somewhere in the 1860s. It could be later. So it's a woman's how-to book for a home.
Okay.
And it goes how to stuff mattresses. It talks about the new city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and that they're grinding up there. But, you know, I have no idea what the name of the book is. But it lays out recipes for 365 days out of the year, you
right.
know. So I mean, the whole year for a woman, when to wash, that kind of stuff.
So why were they putting eggshells in the coffee back in the 1860s? Okay, well, we'll see if somebody has an answer for you.
All right. Thank you a lot.
Thanks for calling, Robert. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can tweet me as well. That's what George did. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. George wants to know if there are any classes or courses in private investigation in the Metroplex that your listeners would recommend. PI classes. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Let's see. Ghislaine says, I have a question about roadside cameras in Crowley, Texas, especially near Sycamore and I-35 South. Ghislaine says, I recently heard Arlington, Texas decided to vote to ban such a thing, and I'm wondering, how do they go about getting it on the ballot? Ghislaine says, I think Crowley is simply cheating on drivers who innocently turn right on a red traffic light and receive a traffic violation in the mail. Oh, this is about red light cameras. Red light cameras. Yeah, you have to come to a complete stop at that red light before you turn right, or if there's a red light camera, and I'm speaking from experience here. If there's a red light camera, they will mail you a ticket for, you know, for coasting through that corner. Nicholas emailed, Astro Sheet Metal in Irving is a recommendation for the copper metal work. Astro Sheet Metal is what Nicholas suggests. Larry in Fort Worth says, on that house renovation question, search for remodelers rather than builders to find someone willing to renovate an existing house. And let's see. Last week, someone asked about converting cassettes to CD, and we had that question too. We got a couple answers on the phone we're going to get to here too. But Harold McKinney says, connect your tape player line out or the receiver tape out to the computer audio line input. You'll need to use some connector adapters for RCA phono plugs to eighth-inch mini plugs. And he says, use the Windows sound recorder to record the song to a WAV file, and then rename the file to the song's name, .wav. And then you can use your CD burner software to write the WAV files onto a CD as an audio CD. He says, import the WAV files into Windows Media Player to convert them to MP3 and play on a phone, MP3 player, etc. So sounds like you can use, if you know, if you're on Windows, you can use that Windows Media Player to do that stuff. Do it yourself. Thanks, Harold. Let's talk next on the phone. Someone who has an answer on this. Angela in Richardson. Hello, Angela.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I was thinking about Preston Video. It's in the southeast corner of the intersection of Preston and Forest.
Okay. Very
good. I think they can provide that service. And also, I had a book recommendation for the person who wanted to know about East Texas, a fiction work.
Yeah.
Yes, it's called Home from the Hill. The author's name is William Humphrey. And I think it was written in the 60s, probably. And I grew up in that area, and I think it's very authentic, and it would be a good read.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Is that S.C. Gwynn book, Empire of the Summer Moon? I think that's it's Empire of the Summer Moon. It came out a couple of years ago. It's about Quanah Parker and the Comanches in Texas, but a lot of the Quanah Parker story begins in East Texas. It's not historical fiction, but man, is it good! And that's my recommendation on good Texas history nonfiction, but really narrative. I mean, it's almost like he's sitting there watching all this unfold. Let's see. Carrie emailed us anything at KERA.org and says about the smell in the smelly bathroom faucets. It may not be the water coming out of the tap, but it might be the smell from buildup of algae, skin cells, hair, etc., coming up through the drain that gets disturbed once water starts running down. Carrie says, pour about a half a gallon of white vinegar down each sink before going to bed, and it will probably go away. And one more on the home restoration question. Daniel says, Waxahachie, just 20 minutes south of Dallas, has quite a few builders that specialize in home restoration. We are a community of old Victorian houses with a number of houses being renovated at all times. Some of them are father and son restoration, colonial restoration, and Pike team. So those are some good suggestions. I think we probably got enough suggestions on that to move forward. Let's go next on the phone to Gary, calling from Joshua. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Here's the deal. One guy had it pretty close on why the white wings are moving up. And if you notice, the white wings are predominantly in suburban areas. And what it is kind of like he was saying, as the number of trees, as the cities grow and the people plant trees and trees and trees, the white wings have now got new place. Because if you go down south in the valley, they're all down in the orange orchards and all that, just down there in the trees. And so they have to have the trees to get around. And that's why you see them so much in the cities now where it's growing. As we grow further north and people plant trees, they grow further. On the ringneck dove.
Yep. Real quick, Gary, we got about 15 seconds. Real quick.
All right. It's a Eurasian dove. It's not a natural dove, and they are unlimited in Texas. You can shoot all you want.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling, Gary.
You're welcome.
It's anything you ever wanted to know. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or shoot me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go next to Jordan calling from Coppell. Hello, Jordan.
Hi. This is an answer about the three Polish generals the guy had. Everyone knows the two that he already named, but I think what he might have gotten confused about is with Charles Lee. Charles Lee came over from England before the war, and so when the war broke out, he sided with the Continental Army, and he originally wanted to be the commander-in-chief, but that kind of got curtailed by George Washington. And then after the Revolutionary War was over, he actually sold his commission and went over to Europe and served in the Polish Army.
Oh, okay, and so who were the other two? Just remind those of us with short memories.
Oh, Kosciuszko and
Pulaski. He said Pulaski. Yeah, that's right. Okay, hey Jordan, thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Jason in Athens. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Jeff. Thank you for taking my call. I have an answer for the guy looking for East Texas books for Palestine, Athens, and the Tyler area. Mm-hmm. It's actually a paranormal romance writer, Buffy with an I, Beecraft. She does kind of paranormal in the veins of like Laura K. Hamilton. Mm-hmm. It's modern times, but it's a good read.
And what's her last name? How do you spell her last name?
Beecraft, Beecraft.
Great. Jason, thank you so much.
No problem, Jeff. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Mary in Dallas. Hello, Mary.
Hey, I think I have an answer for the gentleman who asked about the eggshells in the coffee.
Okay.
They were probably making something like cowboy coffee if they didn't have a percolator at that time in history. And if you throw the eggshells in there, it actually keeps all the grounds down at the bottom, so you don't get the grounds mixed in with your coffee. And we were camping one time, and we had an old-timey cowboy coffee maker, and I made a little wager with my husband about if that was true or not, but we had cracked a couple eggs and just threw the shells down in the bottom, and we had delightful coffee without any grounds in it.
Very good. Hey, Mary, thanks so much. Let's see if we got somebody here, Brian in Fort Worth. Brian, can you confirm that that is indeed the answer?
That is exactly correct. That's what happens. The eggshells drop to the bottom and keep the grounds down there. Somehow the molecular structure of the egg or the yolk or the skin or something reacts with the coffee and keeps the grounds on the bottom where you can pour it right out.
Well, then the next question that we'll have to get somebody to answer is, why does it happen? So there, we'll always have something for next week, right?
It's crazy, but it works.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Brian.
Okay.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Got a bunch of emails on that, too, by the way. Thanks to everybody who reached out about that. Virginia emailed us and says, I once had a physical therapist use a topical spray that instantly relaxed my muscles. She says it was as if someone had let go of the strings on a marionette puppet. Does anyone know what this spray was? Let's see. We got an email from Tom who says, on that smartphone FM radio chip question, if you're using an Android-based smartphone and you're sure your device has an FM chip, you may need to flash a custom ROM, whatever that means, or simply install an app. Spirit 2 is an FM tuner app that works on some device ROM combinations. You can look for custom ROMs at XDA. You'll probably need to use wired headphones because the chip will use them as an antenna. He says, if you aren't patient or technical, though, iHeartRadio owns huge chunks of the FM radio market. You might be able to get what you want from there, though it will consume your mobile data to a degree. Let's see. This is from Tara, who says, regarding that question about resume writing materials, I work at the Women's Center of Tarrant County, and Tara's signature says, as a career navigator, and we have an Employment Solutions Department. She says, I would love to take the materials Frank has as a donation. So, Frank, reach out. If you're still listening, reach out to Tara at the Women's Center of Tarrant County. Tara is the career navigator over there. Thanks so much, Tara, for emailing us. Oh, and one more on the smartphone FM radio chip. This is from Scott, who says, I was a product manager for two major phone manufacturers. And the caller wanted to know how to activate the FM chip in smartphones. Unfortunately, they are misinformed, Scott says. Some phones have the feature, some do not, and it is not a feature turned on or off by the carrier, but there are two alternatives. Scott says, one, the person can just download iHeartRadio or TuneIn radio applications and then search for the FM radio station they want, but not all phone stations are available in the apps, but that's a good start. Also, Scott recommends that you look for phonearena.com and then search for FM radio in the list of phones. Buy a phone with an FM radio built in. So phonearena.com is a place where you can figure out which phones actually have that. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones ourselves and talk to Mike calling from Dallas. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for the time. I really appreciate it. I'm calling to talk to the people who were looking to convert some cassette recordings over to a digital format to CDs. I'm trying to get established in this area. I've been an audio engineer for about 40 years, and I've done a lot of mastering work in that area. And I would be happy to help those people with that project. You know, some people don't really want to mess with the wiring snafus and the issues that can arise from that, but what I like to do is basically take an old recording and master it and make it sound like it's, you know, brand new, like it was just recorded in a studio. And I'd be happy to help them with that if they want to.
Well, I'll put you on hold. We'll get your contact info, and if somebody else reaches out, we'll try to connect.
Okay? Oh, that would be great, Jeff. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Sure. Thanks for calling, Mike. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Phoebe calling from somewhere. Hello, Phoebe.
Hello. Hey, I was wondering if anybody knows of some good outside of the city limits, I guess, as light pollution where someone can watch meteor showers, because the main viewing hours are between like 12 a.m. to like 4 a.m. Where, you know, you can be somewhat safe or, you know, can really enjoy the show without light pollution.
Where are you located, Phoebe?
I'm in Dallas.
You're in Dallas. So you're looking for
I would guess it would have to be somewhere kind of outside of the city.
Sure. You're looking for a dark place that's nearby the Dallas area.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll get some suggestions for you.
All right. Great. Okay? Thank you.
And we're getting close to the end of the hour today, but maybe we'll have some lined up for Phoebe next week. Let's see. This is from someone who says, I'm trying to keep up with my walking in this heat. Are there any indoor walking tracks in Carrollton or the North Dallas area that don't require membership? Well, we've been talking about, we've been talking a little bit about the upcoming 50th anniversary of North Park Mall. And I know that there's quite a community of folks who go there in the mornings and walk at North Park Mall. So that might be a possibility. But we'll see if somebody has some other suggestions for you. John emailed and said there's a copper epoxy that's meant for plumbing copper pipes. He says, I got it at Home Depot. It works very well, and you might be able to use that instead of welding for the copper solution. Carol and Tyler emailed and says, books by Bob Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N, are all about East Texas, and Tyler has a historical museum, so you might check out Tyler. And Jeff says, I currently live in Mesquite and was wondering if there are any groups or organizations in the DFW area that promote and encourage backyard chickens. We are currently trying to change a city ordinance that bans backyard chickens in Mesquite. And if there are any groups out there that have good information that we can use to make the case with those who are opposed to backyard chickens, that would be appreciated. Does anybody have any suggestions for any groups that Jeff can contact for info on backyard chickens? Rochelle says, on that bird migration question, drought all over the Southwest has changed food supplies and thus bird migration patterns. There was a recent study released, might have been the Audubon Society, about this very thing, so that might be a possibility. And on the tape to digital question, this is from someone who's very anonymous. Literally, their email address has the word in it. Use a Walkman or tape player with a headphone jack. Connect an audio cable to the headphone jack and the other end to the line in on your computer. And use a program for audio like Audacity to record the input and let the tape play from beginning to end. 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Angela in Fort Worth. Hello, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I have a question for any plant people. I have a vine that is attacking my rose bushes in the back, and I don't know what it is. The leaves are kind of heart-shaped, and it smells horrible. My husband says it smells like body odor, and I get it all over my hands if I try to pull it out, and it like will not wash off. It'll smell like that for like an hour, and it's also sticky. And I didn't know what this was. I figured out, I think, a way to get rid of it, but I don't know what it's called, and I would just be curious to find out if anybody does.
We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. And Angela, if we don't get to it this week, because we just have a few minutes left, tune in next week, and we might have an answer stacked up on that. Yvonne emailed us and says, Kate, you already had a program talking about homeless teenagers in McKinney's high schools about 2 or 3 months ago. I'd really like to know the name of this program. Well, Yvonne, if you go to KERA.org/homeless, you can find the entire American Graduate Series, Homeless in High School. It was reported by Bill Zeeble. There's a feature video. There's a bunch of first-person stories there, and there are several feature stories there. There are also a couple of think shows related to this issue that we did. If you go on the KERA.org page and just search for homeless or homeless students or homeless in high school, you'll find links to all of those different reports and programs as well. On the indoor walking near Carrollton, Let's see. This is from Heather, who says Grapevine Mills Mall is enormous, air-conditioned, and Heather says motivating. So there's another lead on indoor walking. And Kathleen says, for the listener who is interested in the value of her pearl-handled silverware, she might try replacements.com. They buy and sell china, flatware, silverware, collectibles, etc. Kathleen says it's a great place to buy replacement pieces for china or silverware that's no longer in production. She says, I checked briefly for pearl-handled flatware, and they had some pictures on their site with prices, and it's a good place to start to gauge the value. Or you might contact an estate appraiser with expertise in silverware and flatware. Of course, it's best if your listener knows the maker of the pieces. Time for a couple more quick calls. Let's talk at 800-933-5372 to Mario in the Colony. Hello, Mario.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey there.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You're carrying on a great legacy.
Oh, thanks.
This is concerning the person that was looking for a spray to relax the muscles. My uncle retired as a chiropractor, and he had a spray called Biofreeze that sounds pretty similar to what that person was describing. And I can't find it. You can find it like massage therapists, chiropractors, those kind of contacts, and wherever they get their supplies.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. We've also got a call here from James in Collinsville. Hello, James.
Hello. How are you today?
Doing well.
I want to say, first of all, I appreciate this show. I love how it brings people together and how people help each other.
Me
it's
too.
A great program.
Me too.
I listen every time it's on.
Thank you, James. I appreciate that.
I also want to say I appreciate the Empire of the Summer Moon. I'm a direct descendant of Cynthia Ann Parker, Quanah's mother, and it's a really great read if anybody's ever read it.
Sure is.
The Dove thing, I live in Collinsville, Texas. I'm really close. I'm up here on the Red River pretty close, and what most people in Texas and Metroplex don't know is that they are directly in the migratory flight path of the game birds. That fly down to South America and Mexico. And up here we have a place called Hagerman's Wildlife Refuge, and that's why it was built. And you'll see all kinds of doves all the time flying through here because you're directly in the flight path of how they migrate. So you'll see duck and the geese and everything you see. That's why the Wildlife Refuge was built.
Right.
Well, and it's a good place to go visit up here if anybody loves birds. They've got a great nature center. It's state-of-the-art and a lot of good people that work up there.
Well, James, thanks so much for calling. I really appreciate your kind words as well. Thanks for being with us.
You betcha. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Produced by Stephen Becker. Engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. Christine McConnell produces our podcast, which you can subscribe to. Just click on that link at the top of the Anything page. It's at kera.org/anything. You'll also find the last 10 shows there available for you to click and play or to download, keep for your very own. And, of course, email your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to us at anything@kera.org. Hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. And thanks so much to each of you for listening and for those of you who wrote in, called in today. And everybody have a great weekend. And, hey, stay cool out there.